The Centers for Disease Control says less than 1 in 5 middle and high school students is starting the school day late enough for optimal learning and health. The Monroe County Consolidated School Corporation recently announced it will push start times back by at least 20 minutes for all of its students starting in August. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, that's still not as late as most experts recommend.
It's 6:45 in the morning, and Georgie Stevens' Bloomington neighborhood is pitch black. A few lights line the street, but you can barely see her standing on the corner waiting for the bus. The birds in the neighborhood seem to be more awake than the kids. They're out here in time to catch a bus at 6:50 every day but Wednesday, when the school district has a late start.
Our morning routine is our alarm goes off at 6. And even on the late day Wednesday, she will keep her alarm at 6. And she gets up and she watches a little TV and has her cereal and gets dressed.
That's Georgie's mom, Jenny Stevens. She's happy her daughter's morning will start a little later. The Monroe County Consolidated School Corporation announced last month it will change school start times for all students. At the elementary level, school will start at 9 instead of 8:35. Middle and high school students won't have their first classes until 8 instead of 7:40. And the school corporation is getting rid of late start days.
I feel really good that they've moved it back to 8, because I think that just that extra 20 minutes will really be helpful.
But it's not quite what the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends. In a 2014 policy statement, the organization said middle and high school students need 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep, so they shouldn't start school before 8:30. According to U.S. Department of Education data from the 2011-2012 school year, more than 75% of Indiana's public schools started the day before 8:30. And visiting professor of education at Indiana University, Walter Burke, says that can take its toll.
The CDC says that it has led to increases in levels of obesity among teenagers, that it can increase rates of depression among those teenagers. There's some evidence, and depending on how you interpret it, that student achievement falls and isn't as high as if they're getting sufficient hours of sleep.
The problem is, pushing start times back for all students is almost logistically impossible for most of Indiana's school corporations. MCCSC Public Relations and Information Officer Tim Pritchett says it would require larger bus fleets, something cash-strapped corporations can't afford.
Transportation is also what prohibited us from saying, you know what, across the board, all 11,000 students start at 8:30 a.m. That'd be ideal if we can have everyone start at the same time, but very few corporations are able to do that.
So Monroe County came to what it considers a pretty good compromise, and it's a decision the corporation spent years studying before implementing. Pritchett says they surveyed teachers to ask what they saw in their classrooms, and the overwhelming majority responded by saying students were fatigued.
When we lengthened the day in 2011 for elementary kids, it got an hour longer per day. And what we were hearing consistently was that hour was too long, that kids were exhausted at the end of the day. It was difficult to keep their focus.
The school corporation is hopeful starting the day just a little bit later will have a positive impact on student achievement and health. And the majority of parents, including Stevens, see it as a positive change too.
I myself don't want to get up that early. I'd like to get up at between 7 and 7:15.
The new start times take effect in August. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.